What is up, everybody, and welcome to the couples edition of the Primal King podcast. This is episode number 224, technically number two of the couples edition, but hey, got to give you that overall number. So we actually recorded this on Wednesday, which was yesterday, as I'm doing this intro. But because we had power outage most of the morning, and then our internet went down like in the entire area for, hours and hours and hours, we weren't able to upload the podcast because you must have internet to be able to upload it. So more of the joys you'll hear. Yesterday overall was just a crazy day. We talk a little bit about it, and then that was even before we knew the internet was down. So there you go. It was a crazy day, but we kind of wanted to start off this first one, talk a little bit about our mindset. How do we get into a growth mindset? How have we been able to kind of keep growing together, right? We've been together now for over 20 years. And neither one of us are the same people today that we were 20 years ago. In fact, especially for myself, like completely polar different. So how do we done that? That's what we cover. We talk about on this couples episode, we'll be talking about kids, about love life, about marriage. You know, obviously we run a business together. So all the things will be covered in this. Speaking of running a business together, obviously, you guys know we got Crosshill Meats, so you need to make sure you're going there. You're going to be able to get, obviously, the best meat. We're also getting ready to launch, if she hasn't put it up yet, our just awesome tallow, right? Like, I think it's pretty well known now we need to start getting away from seed oils. Those things are killing us. I'm not a doctor, but that's my opinion. Got to put that out there. So, using tallow for cooking is awesome. We'll be able to have that. Again, you have the meat, you have the tallow now, you have the soaps, the salves, all of this stuff that is supernatural coming from God's green earth, right here, natural from our little piece of heaven. So go to crosshillmeats.com, grab your meat, grab your soap, salves, tallow, any of that stuff. If you don't need any of that, hey, you can always grab a t-shirt or a hat or something, right? So anyways, go to Crosshill Meats, guys, check it out. All right. Let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the couples edition of the Primal King podcast. How are you, my lovely wife?
Things are good.
Are they?
It's a beautiful sunny day out, you know.
What do you think of this?
We need video, huh? We need video, yeah. That's coming. We're talking about doing, you know, this on a YouTube, so you guys let us know if that's something you want to do. But yeah, Derek's just sitting here with a gun. Things are a little crazy here at the moment. I don't know. I'll let you explain.
Why would I be sitting here with a gun?
Because there may be,
I don't even own any guns.
There may be, yeah, exactly. We don't have anything. There may be two, armed and dangerous suspects.
Might be three.
Maybe three. Oh, we haven't heard if it's three or not. Just heading north on Highway 95. Our local school's on a soft lockdown right now. You guys, if you're in the area, you'll probably hear there was like a police shooting in Boise this morning with, I don't know if I'm getting all the facts right, an inmate that was there getting treated. Somebody else came, started shooting up the cops. So the inmate and this said person then got away.
Things are getting crazy in Idaho.
I know, it's getting crazy in Idaho. And now the rumor on the streets is that they've heard him heading up Highway 95. So that's, you know, just right here in front of the house, heading right into town. And
this is just why we love living along the highway.
Yeah. This is why we do not love living
also
on the highway.
Also why we have a 200-pound Mastiff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big scary dog out there, at least. And Derek's just sitting here. We're just in the office, and he's got a gun. So yeah, we're ready to go.
You know, I actually haven't shot this particular gun yet.
Why don't you go do that? Take Riley and go.
Yeah, I could. But, I mean, it would be pretty wild.
You might want to shoot it the first time. Like,
well, it's got the laser. So, you know, I just put the little laser in. Ting, 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 pew, pew, whatever we say. Oh, I mean, it probably would not be recommended by your, like, survival tactical guys. Like, it probably wouldn't be, like, Brian Morgan approved to where the first time you shoot a gun would be at bad guys.
Probably not.
You probably want to have a little more proper training with that specific firearm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully they don't come here then because.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I got my other guns. I can go grab one of those. I shoot them all.
Thought you didn't have any.
Or I don't. I mean, if I, no. I got a few.
Okay,
so outside,
it is gorgeous out still. It has been, we have been enjoying the outside. Spring, false spring number three or whatever is here. It's supposed to be crappy and wintry again soon. We went on a good hike this morning, took a little sunrise hike. I had to get a workout in this morning and the power was out this morning. So we woke up at 5:30 and the power was out. I was up at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Said five. You were up at five. Oh, I was up at 5:30. Gotcha. 5:30. Power was out. So that was kind of, we read by a lantern, like flashlight lantern, not real lantern, but it's like a lantern. And then had to get a workout in. So we headed up the mountain, did that. It's been busy, you know?
Yeah. Power was out. Fugitives off on the loose. I mean, other than that, it's
just
been
a wild west day here in Idaho.
Pretty normal day, right? Jeez. So obviously, like, why we want to do the couples podcast, and you know, it's kind of like what direction do we want to go in, right? Because you know, sometimes people will make comments or messages or whatever. It's like, oh, you guys are so busy. Like, how do you do it? How do you do it? Mm-hmm. And the reality is I always come back to, and I was having this conversation with a friend the other day, to where it's like, what's so funny to me, at least, is I feel like I am a lazy person at heart. Like, I really do. I feel like if left to my own devices, I would be able to just sit around and do nothing. Mm-hmm. It would drive me nuts, I'm sure. But like,
you'd do it for like a good day.
Yeah. But what's so funny, though, is like when so many people, it seems like over the years, are like, oh, gosh, you guys got so much going on and you're always here and there and you're so busy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't even think about it. But then because I'm always like, in my mind, I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of you guys feel that way too.
But we are. I mean, I think we are super busy, but it's also, I think there's a, I don't know. I mean, we enjoy all the things, because even like volleyball tournaments right now, like there's people mention that too. And they're like, oh my gosh, you go to Boise like every weekend. And it's like, well, yeah, but it's, I mean, it's 2 hours away. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, it's fun.
And like, we love it. Kennedy loves it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so, oops, excuse me. And I think too, then, you know, with that, like even when you're down there, like you drive down there, but then you're just sitting in a gym.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's where maybe a like lazy person thought comes out, because it's not like we're doing anything. I mean, we're there, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But kind of coming back to like the couple side of it, one of the reasons why I feel like it would be so much fun for us is because we do have a lot of people that ask us stuff like this. And these won't probably be super duper long episodes, but I think it would be, you know, hopefully helpful, or I don't know, maybe just to shine a light on some of the things that we do throughout the week, and maybe how we handle those. And obviously, again, we are married. We also have a business together. We also, you know,
four
obviously,
children.
Yeah, have four kids. And so there are a lot of different kind of weird dynamics, or not weird, but I would say somewhat unique. Like, a lot of people don't own a business together that are married, right? Like, a lot of people maybe don't have
or they're
four
trying
kids.
To. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Or
well, and I think a lot of things too, you know, where we've talked about, and where I do get asked things is we're in our normal life, and we just, it's normal for us. Like, we, I guess it's just normal. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just normal, and we don't think anything really of it. And then we do get questions from people, locally or afar from, again, people who are listening to the podcast, or, you know, with our meet and stuff, and they are, it's like, oh, well, what about, how does this, or, you know, what is it like living there? And again, we're just like, well, it's normal. I don't know. And so we just kind of like, you know, maybe we'll just shine a little light into what that does look like. And again, encourage you guys, like, as you're listening, or if there's topics or things you want to hear about, like, shoot either of us messages, let us know. Cause you know, we don't want to just randomly babble on stuff that nobody cares about, but
yeah, be awesome to get your guys' questions, your feedback. And maybe we'll talk about that in a minute, but you know, we were kind of talking about what direction to go, because this is kind of like our first formal episode. Like, we did the one last week, but that was almost more kind of like a traditional guest, style, a little bit of a longer one. And so, you know, we're kind of talking like, what direction do we want to go in, right? Like, we could talk about anything when it comes to marriage, business, or whatever in that dynamic. But I actually feel like I know where I want to start with, because, so years and years and years ago, it was when I was at the whole .com secrets company, working with Russell. Again, probably going back, what, 08-ish? So that's almost
Kennedy
16
was born
years ago,
nine.
Something.
Or no, yeah. She was born 09.
She was born after that.
She was born 09. Yeah.
Yeah. She started after I was there. So anyways,
too many kids. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. But I remember first being introduced, and I promise you this has somewhere I'm going with it. So okay. be patient. Okay. okay. But I remember, you know, when I was working there, it was the first time I was ever introduced into like anything around having more of like a growth mindset, any type of, you know, mental type of work. Like I had never grown up. I didn't know who, you know, some of the old school big mind people were, you know, whether it's, you know, Tony Robbins or, you know, there was a lot of a few people behind before him. Zig Ziglar was big, like in the sales and kind of mindset space. Jim Rohn, there's all these different people. And I remember having, you know, having this training and stuff around Tony Robbins and kind of the, you know, awaken the giant within type of stuff. And, you know, all of these types of things. I remember hearing that being like, this is insane. Like, I didn't ever actually know that you could like kind of take control of your destiny, if you will. That was always so woo-foo and airy-fairy to me. And I remember like being out in our lawn when we were living in New Plymouth, Idaho, being out mowing our lawn. And I had like this downloaded book, I want to say, back in like the old school iPhone.
Your iPod, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, it was actually the iPod, yeah. And listening to this book and it just being like, this is crazy. Like, you can think this way, you can do it. And what I wanted to get to is because for you, I remember, and I'm curious if you do or not, but I remember kind of telling you like, yeah, like you ever checked out Tony Robbins? Like, no, I don't do that type of stuff. It was like, I remember you being like so closed off to it. And so... And I remember that was kind of like my gateway into some of this like mental type of stuff was that Tony Robbins book. And I can't remember, I think it was Awaken the Giant Within. And just, it just like exploded my brain to such a point to where I'm like, what else is possible? Like I've lived in this little tiny box my whole life, I feel like. And now it's like, you can do anything. You can, you know, I was all, we used to always joke about it being all Tonied up, right? Like you're just all like Tonied up on life and ready to go. Do whatever. And I remember kind of introducing that to you and it seemed like you were a little bit resistant in the fact of like, again, I think both of us grew up similar in a sense to where kind of smallish town, maybe mentality. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you don't know there's a whole world and whole mindset stuff and NLP type of stuff that you can learn and all of these different things. And so my question for you, I set all of that up because my question for you is that everything I feel like we have been able to build to this point has come from both of us growing from a mental standpoint, right? Like, I don't feel like we were actually joking about this just yesterday or the day before, because it was like the amount of stuff that kind of came at me in a day and even at you, it was just like, I don't know how we do it sometimes. Like going back to like, well, it's
what did
just
you
normal.
Say? Cause we were sitting there talking about, and you're like, and then I did this and then I did this. And what did I say? I said something smart ass. I was like, good thing we're badass or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you'd said something like that, but it was, cause it was just like so many different things throughout the day, you know, different types of like, you know, everything from ranch stuff to business stuff to like Aletha stuff to all of these different things. It was just crazy. And it was like polar opposite types of things. And you know, but I look at it and it's like, we've kind of built our way into being able to handle that. Cause I do feel like 10 years ago, I would have been like in the corner shaking, you know, been like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I set all of that up again to get to this point, which is, when do you feel like maybe you first started learning kind of about the mind expansion, if you will, the mindset journey, the mental toughness, like that component? Like, when do you first feel like you started being like, okay, maybe I do have to expand the way that I see the world, expand the way that I'm operating. Like, when did that first start for you?
Well, I think, and I don't remember that conversation. I remember, at all. But I think for me, I mean, I went to school for human resources. So it's obviously a lot of people and growth and so forth, but I hadn't really, I mean, at that point in my life, I was just starting kind of my career. I mean, I guess I'd worked at different places, but so I would say from my standpoint, it was probably more on the corporate side of things where, again, you start going to, you know, seminars, classes, things like that, where it was more from an employee basis to start with. Like, how are you going to, you know, motivate these employees to be at their best or whatever? So if I started more there, but then, I mean, definitely like, saw it. And I think also even myself being involved in the .com secret ClickFunnel world is, you know, again, we started going to those kind of different
groups. See,
that's
when I feel like you started kind of busting out.
Well, I think just both, I think I had seen it at the employee standpoint and so forth, but I think there was more of it even, I mean, I wasn't like closed off to it at that point. I maybe hadn't met certain people and so forth. But I think it's kind of a little bit of both. Like, I mean, cause there was a lot of like, you know, again, getting even again from an employee standpoint, getting them to be able to, you know, again, work at their best and all those different things and win-win agreements and all that kind of stuff. But I think it was a little more business focused and personal focused when we started just meeting more people. And again, I think that's where it is. And we've talked about this a lot too, is just who you're around and who you're maybe not even physically around, but content you're consuming is so important in the sense of not just, again, getting stuck in your little life of what you do every day and, you know, so forth, but like, okay, there are bigger things and there are people that are actually doing these things. And I think there's that, like goal setters, or I don't even know what to call it, but like the people where you're like, okay, well they did it, I can do it too. Like I'm not
anybody,
anything different.
Well, and isn't that the beauty of the time that we live in? Again, like we talk so much about how bad social media is. And again, like I truly do feel like it's a net negative. I feel like if you took all the pros and all the cons, I feel like the cons outweigh the pros. That's just me. But having said that, you also are the designer.
But if you took away from, I mean, I guess you wouldn't know people as well. But again, there's that line of like different avenues. Let's say not just social, but let's say like podcast world, right? Like, I mean, I guess there's negative podcasts you can listen to and somebody could be stuck in their room listening to podcasts all day, but it's not the same social highlight reel type of
thing.
Well,
and I don't feel like podcasts give you that immediate dopamine.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I guess that's what I'm saying. There's still an electronic world.
Yeah, I mean, you can listen to a podcast and be like, yeah, man, I agree with that. But it's
not
that
instant. Comment out. Yeah,
it's so it is a little bit of a different format. But, you know, and I was having this conversation with my son. You know, he's 11, just turned 11 years old. And he's just gotten into hunting to the point to where
well,
it's
let's
like,
explain Riley oh my for gosh. A second, because this might be information people need to know down the road.
Okay.
Riley is the sweetest soul. Like he is a concerned, loving, sweetest soul. However, he is also the most competitive cutthroat person I've ever seen. Hence, he's basically kind of like Derek.
Really?
And yes, like, I mean, he was like, him and his like best friend will be fighting mad because somebody lost in Candyland. You know, I mean, it's just like there literally used to be a rule at our house that if they came over, they were not allowed to play games at our house because it was end up in like a fist fight. Like it's ridiculous. But he is also the most like brilliant, focused person. So it started out way back in the day. It was trains and Thomas the Tank Engine.
That was like 3 years old.
Yeah, 3 years old. Everything in his life was trains. Every single thing he owned. That's all he wanted for toys. That's all he wanted to do to watch, go see. Love trains. Then it kind of switched to dinosaurs.
Yep.
And this kid, again, so smart. He can tell you, like he'll sit and watch and read videos or watch shows, watch videos at the time. And he'll like tell you these random facts of like the such and such a saurus has da 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 da. And you're like, Riley, how do you know? He's like, well, I saw it on a video. Like I know this stuff. Like just factual facts are coming out of him. Well, okay. Let's say what he thinks are facts. Sometimes there definitely is some stuff coming out that's not accurate. But anyways, so then it went from dinosaurs. Then it went to football, right? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, football, like hardcore. And this is again, the kid where I mean, he's brilliant. Like he's what, third, fourth grade. And all he wants to do is watch and draw out plays and watch videos about like how to strategize plays. And like, I mean, it's amazing. But now he's on to hunting.
Yes.
So there's other things that he likes, but hunting is the lifeline for this child. That is all we talk about, all he wants to do, all he wants to own.
Well, and that's where it was kind of coming into this, because
yes,
kind of into what you consume, because what he's been consuming so much, and our kids aren't supposed to be on YouTube, but they end up on YouTube, or we'll say, yeah, you can watch,
or you can watch certain things, like.
And so he just sits there and watches these hunting videos. And then the other day he's like, Dad, you know, you ever take a front shot or something like that, right? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And he's like, oh, I saw the video of a guy doing it. Like, I know I could do it too. Like, it's actually not that hard, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
which he has never shot an animal. Yeah. Let's just clarify.
Yeah. He's never. And this was like, and what I told him at 11 years old, for better or for worse, I'm like, Riley, so you know what porno is? And he's like, kind of looks at me and, you know, like 11 year old.
I can only imagine.
And he's like, yeah. And it's, first off, like, why do you know what porno is at your age?
Right? Did you have that farther conversation?
They're young kids and they're going to learn stuff. So whatever.
Try on the bus.
I'm sure. So I'm like, well, I said, just like porno's not real life, what you're watching with hunting is not real life. And the problem is that you're consuming all of this thinking that it's real life. Yeah. So you're really going to be let down when you go out and you don't run into every single buck that is out there on the hill is, you know, 170 point whitetail, you know, or every single muley you see isn't going to be a 220 point record breaker.
Yeah.
You know, you're basically, you're looking at porno, like it's not real life.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, yeah, okay. And so, and I guess like why I say that and we tell you like this whole story about our son, because like with social media and coming back to what you're talking about is, depending on what you're surrounding yourself with, it may or may not be real life.
Yeah.
And so you do have to be very, very careful. So when it comes down to like having a growth mindset and kind of where this conversation really started is, you know, I would always encourage you, like, what are you consuming? Like, are you consuming people's content that is helping you with a growth mindset? You know, there are so many good people out there that tell you how it is. You know, there's people out there who are saying like this, if you want to be successful in business, this is what it takes. And I can tell you that because these are my results.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side of that, you also get a lot of people that are like, this is what it takes at business, but don't look at my results because I literally don't have a business.
Well, I either haven't done anything or exactly. Well, and that was one of the things where we talked that have had some future or like some honest conversations about was just saying like, okay, if we're going to do this, which I mean, we never haven't been real, but it's like on a regular basis, like it's gotta be just as real can be. Like there's kind of, you know, nothing off limits. And this is like what, you know, like it is what it is, like the real life, because I think that that's where there's this shift of people wanting to aspire to be like people, but then there's nobody's taking the time to actually see like who these people really are. And it is, that's where you get your gurus and your influencers and people where it's like, okay, but what are they like in real life?
Like, remember, what's her name?
I don't know.
I guess we'll just totally call him out. Rachel
Hollis.
Hollis.
Yeah. And Dave Hollis, who has now died.
God rest his soul. But I remember we were going to Seattle and you were like, hey, there's this kind of cool couple.
Well,
podcast.
I had read her book and I liked her first book. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, and they have a podcast. So yeah, we were listening to this couple's podcast.
And it was actually a pretty good podcast, right?
And it was, honest. So we thought
And they were kind of like putting it all out there. They talk about all the things, you know, they had businesses together, I think, or
working for her. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like all this stuff. And it was like, this actually isn't too bad. Like I kind of enjoy this podcast. And then literally like, they're all lovey-dovey. Oh, we love each other. And then like 2 weeks later, it comes out and they're getting a divorce. And I'm mm-hmm. like, so what were you guys doing in that podcast?
Yeah.
You know, like I literally just had listened to you a couple of weeks ago or however long mm-hmm. it was when we did that.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
And it was all lovey-dovey and plans for the future, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes out, they're getting a divorce. And it's like,
well, and both of us were like, okay, that didn't just happen in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, like you can't tell me that wasn't like going on. And I mean, I guess I can, there's that fine line of like, yes, there's going to be certain things that maybe you, I don't know, aren't going to air, but I guess my challenge with that and that I promise now to never do is it's like, I don't also plan on like just lying and completely omitting. And I guess that was where we struggled with. It wasn't even just like, oh, well, yeah, they didn't say they were getting a divorce, but there was no even indication of struggles. It was more the mirror your life and marriage right after us because it's so wonderful. I was like, well, obviously it's not. So
well, and there's
is
like,
what you just told us all BS or?
But, and like there's another guy and I won't call him out because I actually like him. You guys probably know who he is, but he has this massive podcast and this massive community of all of these men trying to be better and all these mm-hmm. principles of men, blah, 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 blah. And it's like all of these different things. And then all of a sudden it's like this social media post about like, yeah, I'm getting a divorce and moving across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, like none of us are perfect. So let's start with that premise.
Yeah.
But
like no judgment, but don't.
But like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to be honest and tell you guys everything. And then out of the blue, come out and be like, yeah, actually I was doing all of these things that went against everything I told you to do. And like, I'm just going to put it all out there. Right. And you guys can judge me, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, that's almost like a victim mindset in my opinion. It's like what probably should have happened is like, look, I was lying to you guys. I'm very sorry. I can't mm-hmm. believe that happened. But it was almost, and there was another person who I consider kind of a fringe friend who completely called the dude out and was like, you wanted people to follow you based on honesty. And then you pulled this crap. Like, no, sorry, dude. Like you're not getting off the hook. And I kind of felt, and here's why I feel that way though, is because I would have respected that individual way more mm-hmm. if they'd just been honest all the way through it. Like, hey, I started drinking. Like I know I have a business teaching men how to be better, but I'm not better right now. I need to step away from this. and I need to get myself help.
Yeah.
As opposed to,
I'm gonna take a break.
Yeah. Supposedly it was going on for like 8 months or a year prior to that. And it's like, dude, how many people's money did you take in that last 8 months mm-hmm. to a year to help them become better, quote unquote, better men? While in the meantime, you are a lying freaking scumbag. Like,
yeah.
To me, that gets into like literally scamming people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, like why I'm going off on this is because we will be honest with you. Will there be certain things maybe that we don't share? Of course, like we have to have some level of privacy. All you weirdos out there stalking us or something, right? No. but no, like there will be some privacy. But what I will tell you is that we will not lie in this podcast. Like,
100%.
If we have troubles here, you'll know about them because mm-hmm. I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? No, I think it's good. And I think a lot of
I'm actually going to tell a problem I have. No, I'm just
okay. What's your problem? Well, and I think that's where like, and I know there's been times where we have come on and it is like, and I've heard you say it when I've listened to him or even we've both shared. I'm like, there are not like every day isn't not like wonderful. Like it's not always peaches and roses. Well, it is for you
because you're married to me.
Well, but okay. Yeah, that definitely. No. That's all wonderful. But I mean, again, there's hard times. There's stressful times. There's things that are just like overwhelming and so forth. But I think that's also part of where you and I both do well. For one, we balance each other out. Usually when you're in crisis mode, I'm like feeling good about things. And when I'm in crisis mode, you're like, everything's fine. We're going to be good. Like, yeah. So that's just a good relationship thing that works out usually. But I think too, like it is there again, like what we've consumed, what we know, like there's various different things that it's like, okay, I can look back and be like, no, you know, we figured it out last time. We'll figure it out this time. If you know, something's going wrong or whatever, or it's different things where you're like, okay, well, I know I can feel myself, you know, being anxious, trying to freak out, like whatever. So like, what are the tools I have in my toolbox to know like, okay, so what I actually need to do is just kind of think this through and get a plan. And what's our first step? And you know, I mean, like we have all those tools. So even when days are not so great or even crappy, like they aren't usually crappy long, I guess is what I'm getting at. Like we usually figured it out. Like the next day we're like, okay, yeah, good night of sleep. Like, you know, okay, yeah. let me readjust, like think about how we're going to handle this and like move forward and get it done.
I feel like kind of coming back to the mindset thing is that there's not a lot of things that like a good night of sleep and a really hard workout won't fix.
Yeah.
Like I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are stuck in a rut, you feel like maybe you're not having that growth mindset, whatever it is, you're kind of stuck in a rut, like do whatever you can to get a good night of sleep and work out really, really hard. And
well, like amazing. I said the other day, it's like put in a podcast and go for a walk outside.
Yeah.
Guarantee your life will change.
Yep.
Like,
well, and like, I know for us too, and I want to try to keep these around 30 to 35 minutes.
So you're telling me to shut up?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I mean, not in those exact words.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
But
he's like, hey, don't talk anymore. Cause we're getting too long.
Yeah. But I mean, kind of as we
disagree.
Yeah, I'm not. But as we do kind of start getting toward the end of this, like, what do you feel like has been one of the major contributors to you? Because I've seen the change, right? Like you used to always joke about you being the fun police, right? Kind of being in your little box. And so it seems like
he's going to give you all the dirt.
Yeah. But it does. It seems like now, because then it used to, even I feel like in the very beginning of our business, I would like bring these ideas to you and be like, no, you know? And now you're like, well, you're still stupid, but like, I could kind of see how maybe, you know, like,
I think that about you.
Yeah. Gosh. You say basically that to me.
I don't say that.
I mean, again, not in those words,
okay.
But I do feel like you're a lot more open to where it's not, you know, I used to always joke too and call you like, you're a no man. That's like, whatever I say.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Like
he always say I'm the gas and you're the brake.
Yes. That is still partially true in some
Thank
areas.
God. That's all I have to say.
But I feel like you went from like the emergency brake to just like the regular brake. You know what I mean? So it's not like the hard stop. It's more like the slow, graceful stop.
Oh, gotcha.
But like, what do you feel like has been the main contributor? Because I've noticed this even in the past couple of years. Has it been maybe books that you've been reading? Is it podcasts? Like, is it certain people that you could shout out and share with the audience? Like, what do you feel like maybe has been a bigger contributor than maybe others?
Oh gosh, you want me to stay within like a minute for this answer? I don't know. I mean, I do and I don't. So it's a big question to me because I feel like there's two different aspects, right? There's quote unquote the fun police, which he always talks about like from a kids and family standpoint versus business. So I'll say from a business standpoint, I think that, you know, I don't have anything specific like books or specific things or I don't know, podcasts or whatever that I've maybe heard or learned this from. But I guess it's just one where, you know, we have talked about like, okay, what are we going to do? And I think that there's, you know, a lot of things that if we look back now, and we've kind of mentioned this before, but it's like 4 years ago when we started this, it was, of course, all overwhelming. We didn't know anything. We were figuring it all out, all that. Where now you kind of look back and there's a little bit of that confidence, I'll say, where you're like, no, like we do know some stuff. Like we have figured some things out. Like this isn't, you know, impossible. Like it's not so overwhelming. You kind of have those little wins, like we talked about last week, that, you know, you're like, okay, well, I figured that out. I should be able to figure this out. Like it's not that overwhelming. Granted, he still comes with crazy ideas that I'm like, okay, but how are we going to do that?
That's so up to you to figure out.
I know. See, that's exactly the problem. He's like, well, you figure it out. It's like, okay, well, that just time out a second. On the family side of things, and maybe this is something more for the gals or if men feel this way as well, but, it is one where I have had to make a conscious effort to, like, where I do really good, and we were actually talking about this just the other day in Bible study, is it's like, I try to be, you know, like, okay, the fun, like, super chill, like, not be a psycho and get mad at everybody and just, you know, cleaning the house or keeping up on laundry or all the different things that, you know, us as women just have all the things to keep up with. And I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but it's like, the fridge is always full. The dinner is always ready. There's snacks for the kids. There's, you got to pick up this kid up. And then that one's struggling in school. And this is going on here. And like all the things. Oh, and then you're going to run a business. And then you're supposed to enjoy yourself and have time. And then date your spouse and da 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 da. And like all the things, right? So it gets overwhelming. But I found that where I'll do really, really good. And I'll even almost try to go, not try, but like I almost will find myself where I go the extreme opposite, where I'm like, it's fine. Everything's great. We're just going to play all day and like no worries. And then it like peaks and I become a psychopath because it's like, okay, like I've only been able to handle this for so long. And now the house is officially a disaster and I can no longer handle it. And my angry cleaning comes out and Derek loves it when that happens. But I feel like what I've tried to do in the long, let me get to my answer so I'm not over time here, is just doing little things here on and on so I'm not feeling like I'm so far behind. And that is from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint, silly things like, okay, if we can just do a couple loads of laundry, you know, every day we have, I mean, six people in our family, but if I can get a load of laundry done a day, then it's not like it's so overwhelming and I have a million loads of laundry to do. If there's, you know, a couple things that I need to do from a business standpoint, like mark those things off and try to get them done and continually work on things so it's not looming over my head. Things like that where I just try to kind of keep going little by little so I'm not super stressed out and angry at everybody when everybody else is being crazy. Or yeah, hopefully that answers your question. I don't know. What do you do? Why do you ask me all these questions? I'm not you're not the interviewer here.
I'm not?
No.
Are you?
No, but it's together.
Okay.
So what do you do?
Well, for me, I think a big part of it has been following people who have built stuff and then being able to listen to how they did it. Because I came from a world with the ClickFunnels, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but like when I was immersed in that world, everything was like get rich quick scheme type stuff. It felt like, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not to discount. There's a lot of great people, great businesses in that ecosystem.
Well, it's just the online world.
Yeah, it's like the online world, make a sale, direct response marketing type of stuff. And so what I feel like that kind of made me feel like, even especially in the very beginning of our business, was that we were just so far behind.
Why aren't we immediately successful?
We didn't make $1 million in the first 2 months. We must be failures. Mm-hmm. And then there were people, and I remember like hearing, I don't remember if it was a clip or a podcast or something of Andy Frisella.
I was just going to say, that is who I would say at this point. Like I love listening to Andy Frisella.
On the business side.
On the business
side.
Yeah. And I do like the very explicit. So like your children, some of our older children have been introduced to him.
Yeah.
But very, very lots of language. I know it drives some people nuts, but it is that watching, like, he's doing something that's a real life business, well, and he gives you all the ins and outs.
He has done it. And that was the thing. And he said something though, and then we'll wrap it up because we really are going over time now.
That's his fault.
But no, because you had like a 7 minute answer.
You asked me a big question.
Oh, okay. So, but he had said something and it was like maybe a question that came to him or something. It was like, how long should it take me? And he's like, I didn't make any money for the first 10 years in my business. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'd never heard anybody. Like legit.
With a successful business that did eventually come together. It wasn't like he bankrupt after 10 years.
Yeah. It's like, I'd never heard somebody who had a successful business actually be that honest about it, because I had seen other people who struggled for years and years and years. Some people locally, some people that I knew, you know, in other parts of the country or whatever. And like so many of these people, I would see them to where they struggled for year after year after year. And then all of a sudden, kind of that aha moment or just that compounding action finally paid off for them. And boom, all of a sudden, they were an overnight success, mm-hmm. right? But they really weren't. They were grinding for 10, 15 years mm-hmm. sometimes, or sometimes maybe shorter, maybe it's only a couple. But I came from kind of this, again, this community, this collective
mindset. Well, I think that's also
mindset.
Put on social media that you yeah. do. You see people, and I think there's a beauty in that where people don't show until everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, no, oh, I'm not sure. going to wait. And I'm going to
Or they lie about it.
Well, yes. Like now that we're super successful, now I'm going to share
yeah.
what we've done. Not like,
well, and like when I heard him talk about like sleep, because he tells a story about sleeping on a mattress in the back of his business and how like he made like $600 a month for like the first 10 years or some crazy thing. I don't remember exactly what it was. And I'm like, but that's like, that's a real story. Mm-hmm. Because when you start a business, almost never are you successful right away. I mean, it just the sheer figuring it out,
but then on top of again, investing back in and
yeah,
all
but
the things,
kind of yeah. like in the ClickFunnels side, it was a lot of like coaching.
Yeah.
So you could actually scale that very fast.
There was no
because,
cost to it.
Yeah. There's no cost. There's no physical products. There's no, you know, logistical things. Like even with our meat business, like there's so much that goes into just something stupid, like shipping a box of frozen meat. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't even think about, but it's boxes, it's liners. You got to have the
dry
right
ice.
Boxes. You got to have the right liners. You got to have dry ice. You got to have
where
it marked
properly.
Where do
we get dry properly. Ice and yeah. where, yeah, how labeling and
all the labeling and all of that stuff. And so when you're starting this business and you're trying to figure all that stuff out and you're not making it as fast as you are and you feel like you're just getting hit in the nose over and over and over because you do have to figure all this stuff out. And then you see these, you know, these fake gurus or whatever in front of their Lambo because they just started this internet company, you know, 5 months ago. You're like, we must be terrible. And then when I heard that, I'm like, no, that's like a real business. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, it's okay that we're not a millionaire with this business right yeah. now. It's okay that like,
well, you're not a failure. And that's what we've talked about before as well, is I'm a very like win lose. Like I succeed or I fail. Like, and that was where, you know, there were days where we're like, gosh, like why can't everybody else is figuring it out? Like, what are we doing wrong? Or
yeah.
why can't we figure this out? Like everybody else looks like they've got it figured out. And just having that validation of being like, they don't actually figuring it out. Just yeah. nobody's being honest about it.
Just
like
a bunch of people are lying to you and selling you stuff that they think you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And so like kind of coming back to one of the biggest steps in my mindset growth. And I'd kind of been on this journey for a long time of trying to like get better. But from a business standpoint, just hearing that, and that's why, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up now, but that's why I want you guys hopefully to listen to this podcast, because I want for us to be able to be completely honest and tell you, like, it has not been, you know, all rainbows and sunshine the last 4 years in our business. Like, even on some of the other things that I do, it's like some days it feels like every day you're just getting kicked in the nuts over and over and over again, you know, but
I don't know what that feels like. But
yeah, you don't, but it's like a... one of them. But like if all of you guys out there, if all you're seeing now, because it is sometimes you watch these inspirational Instagram pages or whatever, but it's like, it seems so far out of touch. Like we want to bring you guys along this journey with us, with the business, with the kids, with our marriage and, you know, some of the issues that we have in our marriage, and maybe it'll help you guys out. And so just what I'm telling you is stay tuned for these weekly episodes, because it's going to be a little bit of everything, but again, it'll be honest. It'll be, you know, where we're at in life, what we're struggling with, what we've maybe figured out. Maybe some of you guys are further than us in business, but hey, maybe you can take some things away from us with our kids or something, right? Or maybe we're further ahead in business and, you know, you guys can take some tips from that. So the key being is that we're just going to show up. We're going to tell you what's going on. We're going to be honest about it. If, you know, if we're going to get a divorce, I promise you, first off, we won't do that. I don't think. But if we were, I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, we aren't going to be all lovey dovey. And then you're going to find out the next day that we got a divorce. Like,
yeah.
We're going to be honest about where we're at with everything. So cool. If that's your thing, what should they do?
Listen.
And?
Share. He's mouthing things to me. What did we say?
Share this show out to everybody.
Yep.
Get this podcast out there.
Yes.
We're going to look at, like Jess had mentioned as
like,
well.
What are you saying?
We're going to look at getting this set up to where we can actually be on video.
Yep.
So you can see our bright, shiny faces.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we going to have them? Are they going to go out on Wednesdays? Is that the day? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's okay. What our so every week, every Wednesday, they're going to be Wednesday. Out.
So it'll be Wednesdays and Fridays. Yep. Again, Fridays will still be kind of the normal episodes that you're mm-hmm. all used to. Wednesdays will be the couples edition.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe we'll find some super cool thing to call it outside of the couples edition. This is all a work in progress.
Yep.
It was literally something to where it's like, you know what? Like whenever, because I can see the downloads and stuff. Whenever Jess is on, it seems like a lot of people listen. And
it's because I'm everybody's favorite.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't think so. I think I'm their favorite.
Oh, okay. I just bring out the best in you. Yeah. But yes, no, definitely let us know. Also, maybe we'll both stick out on our socials as well. Like just a question box of things you guys would like to hear about. Like I said, all the different things, just ask this question. That kind of helps us know what to talk about. And then, yeah, definitely spread the word of just the Being the Podcast. As you guys know that, you know, we don't have a bunch of like paid ads. We don't like do anything like that. It's just kind of us and sharing and organically. And, you know, we'd love to be able to share with more people as you can. So you guys, you know, as the podcast come out, share them on your social, tell people if you like it, encourage people to listen. That's how you get the word out there.
Yeah. The best way, if you guys are like supporting this, and if you like the idea of us doing this couples podcast, the best way for us to get the feedback, because I've said it before, but a podcast is kind of like lonely, right? Like you put a post out on social media, people like it right away. And you're like, oh, they like that. Or you put a post out, no one likes it. You're like, okay, they didn't like that. The only way really the metric that we have is by downloads. And, you know, I can't see who downloads it, but you can see the overall numbers of it. And the way for us to know that it's actually helping you all out there and that this is something we should continue doing is if people are downloading it. How are people going to find it? It's from you. It's going to be from you sharing this, you know, whether it's to your Instagram stories or Instagram posts or Facebook or whatever. You know, if you are liking this content week after week after week, I would just ask you, just put it out there. Who knows who might want to hear it. If you're enjoying it, chances are other people will as well. And it just kind of gives us that feedback. So we're officially like 10 minutes over now because
there's
your answer
no timeline.
Was, oh,
there's no timeline.
So we should just keep going.
No, we should probably wrap it up. So
we should probably wrap it up. Got to go out there and defend this place.
Yeah. You know you got to go defend
in case those people come around here. I got to go feed too, but, should I take my pistol with me just in case?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Have you ever shared the crazy, not that we're going to do it today. Have you ever shared the crazy story of when the people came before?
No, not the whole story.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll be for another day, but we did have a friend of ours that said it was time to play Cowboys and Crackheads. So you never know if that'll happen.
I already
today.
Played that once and I ended up with a sliced finger really, really bad.
So he'll tell you that story another day.
Yeah. I did on my socials and then it kind of like went halfway viral. That video did. So maybe we do need more video, right? Maybe people like video.
I don't know. We'll see.
Remember that?
Let us know.
All right, everybody. Thank you for being here. Again, if you like the show, share the show. If you don't like the show, share it anyways, because maybe somebody else will, even though you don't and you're being mean about this. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
See ya.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.